Welcome back to a playoff edition of Ozone Live. Today, our guest is offensive lineman Cam Robinson. If you have a question for Cam, go ahead and comment on our Facebook Live post. And your question can be heard right here, live on the air. John, over to you.
All right, Cam, first of all, thanks for doing this. I know it's a playoff week. I know it's busy. Put the viewers' minds at ease. You're good, right? You're going Sunday.
Yeah, I'm fine, man. I just wanted to talk. I talked with the strength, with the medical staff, and with some of the coaches, and we thought it'd just be best if take off last week. Mm-hmm. So just so I can get back to where I needed to be. So I'm kind of getting back to
that. Had to be tough. You had a streak going, and from talking to you, you're not a guy who wants to be out. Did they have to convince you of that, or was that something where you just said, "All right, if I have to"?
It took a little convincing. I mean, because they know. Just like I know, I'm not a guy that, Sundays, that's like my playground, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I hate missing Sundays. I just try to go out there and have fun. But so anytime I got to sit, it's always difficult, but it was what was best. So
what are you expecting out there, son? I mean, you've played in big stages, huge games, obviously. But the crowd, the atmosphere, it's going to be something different than what you've seen in the NFL, isn't it, on Sunday?
I think so, but our fans have come out and packed the stadium, the last couple of times. We know that this game is going to it's going to have a lot riding on it, and it's going to be an important game. But for us, I think as long as we have all our fans there, and as long as we come out and execute what we're trying to get done, we'll be fine.
You've played in a few loud stadiums, right?
That's I played in a couple.
All right, we're going to go over to Ashlyn for some social media.
Starting off here with some Instagram questions from Reels Mule Farrell. What are you most looking forward to heading into the playoffs on Sunday?
I'm looking forward to getting a win, man. Just trying to build off what we've already, kind of had going this season. Trying to keep our momentum going and just trying to, get a win this Sunday and just hopefully build off that.
All right, a few more from Instagram. Let's go with Blaze the Great. Who's the hardest player you've had to block so far this season?
Probably somebody at practice. Either during camp or at some point during the season, we got a lot of good defensive linemen on our team, a lot of good depth. So there's a couple of good guys around the league. But if I had to pick somebody in the season, I'd probably say somebody at practice.
Did you have an idea during training camp that was how it was? Meaning, you never really played other NFL guys,
right? So
and yet you're playing Calais and Unique, who obviously we're at a point in their careers where they're going to get after it.
Right. I didn't know, honestly. Okay. I was just kind of like in camp. I didn't really have anything to measure it off of. So I was just kind of, trying to block those guys. And, it just turned out that those guys probably the best guys in the league. So
who did you go against more in camp?
Jan.
What challenges did he give you during camp that's helped you?
A lot of different stuff. I mean, he's obviously a great player, a great rusher. His quickness, his speed, his suddenness, is just as well as his explosiveness. He was able to show me a lot of different things and just kind of get me ready for the things I would see this season.
Now, you don't mind talking a little bit, right, on the field?
No, I talk a lot.
He doesn't mind talking a little bit on the field, right?
Yeah, you're right.
What was practice like?
We actually – me and Jan actually, I think it was like one of the first couple of practices we actually got into it a little bit. We didn't know each other
right.
As well. I think it was one of my first couple of practices. So, that's just us being competitors. That's football, man. I love everybody in the locker room. But, it's just us being, everyone knows how us two are. So we were just competing, and it's always fun going against Johnny.
Now, everybody knows Telvin, Jalen, everybody on defense trash talks. But are you number one on offense? I mean, is that your
– I don't know if I would really call mine trash talk. It's just more of just talk.
Just all the time?
Yeah, man, that's just how I play. That's how I always play. So I'm just always out there talking. It's hard for me to be quiet.
Fair enough. Ashlyn?
All right, a few more from Instagram from Christian Hearn. What coach helped you develop to the most you are now? So high school, college, now, it could be whoever you want.
I had a lot of great coaches in high school, college, and at this level. But I think two coaches that in college obviously impacted, and had a great deal with how I've been able to progress and just trying to turn my talents over to this level. And that was, obviously Coach Saban did a great job with it at Alabama, but my offensive line coach, Coach Mario Cristobal, my first 2 years, and Coach Brent Key, my last year, those two guys, they did a great job of, just trying to prepare me, just trying to get me ready for everything that I would see at a higher level, but at the same time, keeping my focus on where I was at the time.
I remember talking to you a lot during training camp and very confident and said what you were supposed to say, which is, hey, I'm going to be ready for this. I'm prepared for this. Looking back, were you as ready as you hoped? And what have you learned? Where have you progressed this year?
I think I was, just from everything we went through during camp and, all the great looks I got from all our guys, mm-hmm. Before we even started the season, I came into the season
sure.
ready, excuse me. You never can be 100% just because I had never played an NFL mm-hmm. game before, but, I was confident in the work I had put in and the look I had gotten from our guys, and I think they did a pretty good job preparing me also.
I got you. Ashley?
All right, sticking with college football here, with the national championship coming up, have you been in contact with Alabama coaches this week? That's from Dropkick Arts on Instagram.
Not this week. I talked to them. I was actually able to go to the game Monday night. So I was able to talk to them some then. They didn't really need too much help or advice Monday night. They're rolling pretty good right now. Hopefully they can get another win.
How much contact do you maintain with your teammates? Obviously you're a rookie, so most of those guys are still your boys.
Yeah, I talked to them. I got a big group message with, honestly, it's probably about 20 people in it. Strictly my teammates from college. Some, guys that are in the NFL now and some guys that are still there. So I talk to them pretty often.
Now, Saban, before last season, told a lot of people you were as pro-ready a guy as he had been around. Who out of your old teammates that's still there would fit that now? Who's the most pro-ready guy?
It's a lot of guys. I'm going to be honest with you. But
pro-ready, right?
Yeah. But if I had to pick two, I would probably say De'Ron Payne and Minka Fitzpatrick, just because those guys, they've played a lot of football. They were a lot like me. They've been starting since they were freshmen.
Gotcha.
And so, they've been able to, experience a lot just playing in the SEC, the type of talent that's mm-hmm. there. And the player caliber that's there, honestly. So, they've been successful all, from their freshman year on to now. So
I got you.
I think that those two would probably be the most NFL ready.
I think Ashlyn has more Bama-oriented questions.
Yeah. I do. So what's going on in the locker room this week with Avery Jones? I know he's a Georgia guy. So have you guys talked at all this week?
Man,
he didn't talk a whole lot, did he?
Abe been ducking me since he found out they won. You want to be honest with you? We've been able to get a little friendly trash talk going, but I'm looking forward to the game. Georgia's a great team, so I'm looking forward to it.
Now, there's more Bama guys in the locker.
There's more Bama guys than Georgia guys.
You can't turn around the locker room without hitting a Bama guy. There's Darius. There's Tink.
I don't think we really. I don't even think we're in the business of trying to turn people as either you with us or you're not.
I like that.
All right, one more from Instagram. Gabrielle Bean, what's the biggest difference you've noticed from playing at a college level to the NFL?
College level to NFL. I think just the level of preparation that goes into being ready to play on Sundays. Honestly, I think just not even noticing, but on college, while in college, I think it's just kind of more natural. You kind of just go out there. You obviously do your work. And you prep going into the game on Saturdays, but in the NFL at this level on Sunday, you have to do a ton of homework before you even take your first snap on Sunday. So I think that's probably the biggest difference, just the amount of preparation that goes into being ready to play.
What do you have to do? Obviously, it's looking way ahead, but there's a little bit of time. Off season, it looked this year like it was relatively easy for you to make the transition. Looked very natural out there. What do you have to do next season? Obviously, your goal is to be much better than you are now.
Mm-hmm.
What's next for you?
Well, first of all, it wasn't easy. So let me, but I think I just ultimately just want to keep getting the weight room and just keep getting stronger, mm-hmm. just get as strong as as I can. I've been blessed with a lot of things I can do athletically. Just being able to move the way I can in my size. So I think just. Ultimately, just getting in the weight room and just staying on top of everything and trying to maximize what I already have. That's just what I'm trying to do.
Now, before we did this, I stalked your Twitter account a little bit. So just a big NBA guy, right?
Yeah, I like
you're NBA. A huge NBA.
Yeah, definitely.
And a Kobe guy?
Oh, you don't even understand. It runs deep.
That big, huh?
It runs deep.
Why?
I don't know, man.
When
just
you were a kid, he
was
the guy,
kid,
right?
Definitely.
Okay.
When I was growing up, he was the guy. And it was just the way he plays. It was like. He was
all right. Hit a nerve. It's good. So, Kobe or LeBron?
Kobe.
Kobe or Mike?
Kobe.
Wow, okay. That's
Me. I mean, okay, I got you. I didn't even Mike play. I was born in 95. Mike last season was like 96 or something. I didn't even see Mike play for real, 98 or something like
born
that.
Born in 95. You know what I was doing in 95? I was covering this team, unfortunately. So yeah. You're a young man. I'm an old man. And we're going to go back to Ashland for, I think, three rapid fire before we close up.
Yes, we have some from Facebook now. Cam, what does it feel like to make the playoffs your first year?
It's fun, man. Just what I was joking with Coach the other day, and I was like, Coach, the playoffs is all I know. Just because when I was in college, we were in the playoffs every year, and now we're in the playoffs too. So, you know, it's fun, man. But, I think what I try not to lose is how much work goes into actually getting to that step of getting to the playoffs. So I think as long as you kind of keep in mind everything that goes into it, you'll be fine.
You realize comments like that is why people hate Alabama, right?
I don't really care.
Ashley?
All right, from JP5, who is your best friend on the team?
I got a lot of – I mean, I'm close with a lot of guys on the team. I can't just pick one guy. You know, all these guys are my brothers. We're all close-knit. This is actually a super close-knit team. It reminds me a lot of the teams we had at Alabama, actually, just because, you know, how close we are. And I think that's kind of – that kind of sometimes get lost is, you know, the actual bond and the actual brotherhood in the locker room. And, you know, we got a good locker room here, so.
And you're pretty close with Fournette, right? Does that go way back from recruiting, Alabama connection? I mean, LSU-Alabama shouldn't be friends, right?
Yeah, I mean, but I've known him before that. I met him, I think, when we were freshmen in high school. I played him when we were in high school.
That's right.
I've met him since then. I obviously knew who he was, just the caliber player that he was. So, I mean, I've met him then and just had a good relationship with him since then.
I hear you. Ashlyn?
All right, one more. Cam, as a left tackle for the Jags, do you draw technical moves from Boselli on film or any other Jaguars?
Not really on film, but I draw a lot. I try to pick his brain when I catch him in person. I haven't really seen too much Boselli film. I might need to look that up and check it out, actually. But anytime I catch him in person, which is actually often, I try to pick his brain and ask him anything I can get better at. And he's been really helpful for me.
The first thing to do is tell him how great he was. He likes to hear that first.
Yeah.
He sort of insists on it from some people.
If you got to tell him that, then, I mean, that's a Hall of Fame caliber player. So
I hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, Cam, I enjoyed it. I appreciate you doing this. I know it's a busy week. And, Ashlyn, back to you to close it out.
Yes, thank you, Cam, for joining us and taking time out of your day to come here to the studios. And thanks, fans, for tuning in and sending us all your questions. We'll see you right back here next Thursday for the next Ozone Live.